Protesters in South Florida have been marching for days over a proposed bike trail that would extend from Naples to Miami through the Everglades. Planners say it would reduce road traffic. Opponents say it only adds development to an area that should be more protected. Bill Mitch is director of Florida Gulf Coast University's Everglades Wetland Research Park at the Kapnick Center in Naples. And Professor Mitch, you're one who's concerned about a bike path through the Everglades.
My concern is more hydrologic in the sense that we can't continue to stop the Everglades from flowing. But this is going to be a long and existing one. It's called Tamiami Trail, Route 41. It's 100 years old now. It was built from Naples to Miami. It's about 75 miles in distance. And it's basically a big dam that stops the Everglades from flowing to the sea.
Which is a big problem because the ecology of the Everglades depends on that water being able to flow down south to the sea. And when there's a big road that's in the middle of it, it can't do that.
Exactly. And so in a perfect world, I would call for making the entire Tamiami Trail, 75 miles, a bridge.
Which they're trying to do in the part that's next to Miami, right?
Exactly. They did 2.6 miles, and it cost $200 million. So you can extrapolate that. It would cost billions to do the entire Tamiami Trail.
But the fear among these protesters is that this is just moving in the wrong direction. You're putting more there on the Tamiami Trail rather than less.
I don't honestly think there's going to be a big horde of travelers. I don't think anybody realizes what it's going to be like biking 75 miles across the Everglades and getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. So I really think the idea that there'll be this continual trail of people going across on bikes is just probably not going to happen.
But what about just the idea of putting a bike path there? You're putting more infrastructure on top of this trail. I guess it's just you're moving it away from being built into a bridge and more towards just something that exists there.
Right. And there's another concept there, by the way. It's called coastal squeeze. Sea level rise is occurring down here in the state of Florida. And as the sea level rises, the mangrove swamps are going to get squeezed, if you will, up against Tamiami Trail. And they have no place to go north of that because of the blockage. So therefore, what you're going to see are we're going to lose a lot of our coastal wetlands south of Tamiami Trail.
Why does that matter to Florida and to America? Give us a sense of what is there. What gets lost if you lose coastal wetlands like that?
The number one, I would call it 800-pound gorilla in all this, is that these coastal mangroves give us gigantic protection against these violent storms. They're almost priceless in that regard. They are also one of the best sinks of carbon out of the atmosphere. And we did a calculation. This is just for your listeners, and something like the mangrove swamps in Florida are taking carbon out of the air equivalent to 121,000 cars in Florida. So that's pretty impressive. So we would lose that capability of pulling carbon out of the atmosphere, which is one of the things that all wetlands do, but especially the mangroves seem to be one of the better systems for that.
You're going to lose them just because you have a road that goes through and creates a dam?
Well, what I'm saying is the road's already there, so the damage is already done. We have an opportunity now perhaps to mesh this bike path in with elevating some of the road and allowing the water to go under it unimpeded. Then you're not going to get this coastal squeeze as dramatic.
Bill Mitch, director of Florida Gulf Coast University's Everglades Wetland Research Park at the Kapnick Center in Naples. Bill Mitch, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.